With our hands lifted up.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for July 26th in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening. And I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are seeking prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. I would like to dedicate tonight's prayer service to the family of Betty McKenzie Mabry and her passing, and I'll share information about her service later on. I would also like to lift up our very own Darlene Williams in the passing of her two loved ones. Her aunt, Naomi Abbott, who was my Aunt Cusell's best friend, and her aunt, Gloria, who recently passed. She passed this morning. She and my father were classmates. Please lift Darlene up, lift her family up in prayer tonight. Please reach out to her. Let her know that you're thinking of her. We have so much to be thankful for. Those of us who have the ability to speak and to fight on a little while longer should take every opportunity to let God know how thankful we are for another moment to praise His name. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Lamar Pearson, who just recently celebrated his 80th birthday. Praise the Lord! And also is recovering from surgery. After his praise of thanksgiving and his prayer of thanksgiving and praise, we will be followed by a scripture from his lovely helpmate, Evangelist Dr. Elmore Pearson.
Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before you and close of this another wonderful day. A day when the victory of Christ is glorious, glory celebrated by the multitude of spirits. If we are able to lift up the life of our Savior, Lord, we thank you for food, clothing, and shelter, for the victory of the many awards around the country. Nations are gathered together, choosing their victory sides. That they may be able to stand before the wiles of the devil. Lord, we thank you for food, clothing, and shelter. Not always easy to be free in the mix of life and death, in the men and women around the world. Continue to gather together in the labors of victory in Christ. Lord, we love you this evening because you first loved us. And we just thank you time and time again for the warriors who have labored long and are now gone on to glory. Lord, how we love you. Because the victory of all the world is in your hand. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I will be reading from Romans, the 8th chapter, starting at the 31st verse. What shall we then say in these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yes, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Through all things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I have read Romans 8:31 through 8:39.
Deacon Daryl Harris will now lead us in prayer.
Good afternoon, First Baptist family and friends. I just have a heavy heart today because one of my friends at the church, Miss Betty McKenzie, lost her life. That was my friend. That was my sister. You know, she did a lot for me. So I just want to say a prayer for her and her family and pray for everybody. Father God, I just want to thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for giving your only begotten son. So you love this world so much where you gave your only begotten son for the sins of this world. Father God, I just want to thank you for Betty's life, everything she meant to the church, everything she did for the church, you know what I mean? And she's a good person, God. I just want to thank you for her life. Thank you for allowing me to be in her life and be a part of her life. You know, I just thank you for everything for her and her family. I know they're going through a lot right now, but God doesn't do no wrong. You know what I mean? We the one who don't understand his plan for our life. You know what I mean? So he give everybody a beginning and everybody an end. You know, so I just want to thank for all the bereaved families, all the sick and shut-in members, everybody in this whole world, that we need to give more love to each other while we're still alive. In Jesus' name, I do pray. And I forgot to tell y'all, I love y'all, and ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Because the one that love you the most, love you the best. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Christopher Bazemore will now bless us with a prayer.
Good evening, church. I want just to say, I want to speak about something before I give a prayer. Thank you for all your prayers, and thank you for, I'd like to thank all the participants who made it their business and was willing to participate in these Wednesday night prayer meetings. I realize that I know that it can be other things that you guys can be doing, but I'm so glad that you took the call and made yourself available to be a part of this Wednesday night prayer meeting. You just don't realize how much that it's important to our membership that we hear from our members, even virtually. So I just want everybody to know that first, if you would like to participate on this Wednesday night prayer experience, please reach out to me, Sister Tolliver, Sister Rembert, or Sister Tinsley, and just let us know that you want to participate, and we'll see to it that we'll pencil you in, because some of the members had approached me and got kind of upset because I didn't get around to their names to ask them to participate. So if you feel in your heart that you want to just say something for the Lord, no matter what it is, testimony, prayer, scripture, poem, whatever you feel, we would love to hear from you. So thank you for everybody who had participated since I took over this duty for Deacon Bagley. And I also thank, I want to thank Sister Martin, because I just called her. I was talking to her, and she reminded me what time it was. And by me being down here away from my family, still in Nashville, Tennessee, it's hard to get adjusted to being an hour behind you all. And when I was talking to her, she was like, Deacon Bazemore, get ready to call in to the Wednesday night prayer meeting. I said, oh, it's 7 o'clock already? She said, yeah, it's past 7 o'clock. And I looked at my phone. My phone said 6. And I'm like, oh, I need to call in. I said, okay, thank you, bye. So thank you, Sister Mark, for reminding me. And I also want to just say happy birthday to Anthony Tobias, who mom had I talked to today, wanted me to just give a happy birthday to him. And I say happy birthday to all the people who are having a birthday. I have a few of them that I've facilitated will mention. Let's go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, God of us all, we thank you once again for allowing us to be a part of this Wednesday night prayer meeting. I pray, Father God, you will watch over all the visitors who are called in today, oh Father. And I pray, Father God, you will just touch their heart in a super special way to allow them to have the opportunity to feel your presence and to want to be a part of this fellowship. So I pray, Father God, that you would be with them as only you can do. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to have this opportunity to worship and praise you, glorify your holy divine name. I pray, Father God, you will continue to watch over and bless me, my beautiful wife and family, First Baptist Church family, friends, loved ones. You know all what they stand in need of, oh Father. I pray, Father God, that you would just allow them just to feel your ever-loving presence, because you know all what they stand in need of. Because you are our God who sits high and looks low, see all of our thoughts, but yet provide every last one of our needs. Because we know we can call on you anytime, any day, any situation, and you will provide. Because you are our shield, and you are our refuge. You are our rock and our fortress. And you are our hiding place and a stronger tower, Father. We know that, we recognize that no amount of regret can change the past, oh Father. We pray, Father God, you redeem our mistakes and failures and help us to receive your marvelous forgiveness, oh Father. Please, Father God, allow us just to have another chance just to get things right, oh Lord. And I pray, Father God, you will watch over our interim pastor, oh Father. Pray that you will touch his heart and give him a direction that he needs, oh Father, to uplift your kingdom here on earth. Thank you for Pastor Tucker. Pray you watch over his family in a mighty, mighty way, Father. Thank you for his leadership and his guidance and his commitment, oh Father God. And I pray, Lord God, that you will just protect him as only you can do, oh Lord. And I also like to make a special blessing for all of our young people out here in this world, oh Father. Pray you just lift them up, oh Father, and put a shield of protection around them and help us all to set good examples for our young people, oh Lord. And please, 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 oh Lord, touch and send a breath of strength to our sick and shedding members, oh Father, that's all around this world. Pray that you would take them off the bed of affliction, oh Lord, and help them, Father, to continue to do your will, your way. And we have so many family members who have lost loved ones, oh Lord. You know all of them, name by name, oh Father. I pray that you will uplift their families and help comfort them as only you can do, because you know the pain that they are going through due to loss of a loved one. Please, Lord, give us the strength to endure all the storms that we go through from life to life, oh Father, in our own journey, and allow us just to stay focused on you. Give us hope, oh Father, where there is no hope. Give us peace, oh Father, to feel your ever-loving presence, oh Father, because we need you right now in a mighty, mighty way. Give us freedom, oh Lord, to just enjoy the fullness of life, and help us to have protection from the enemies, oh Father, so we can feel your power and your peace. And I pray that you would help us all to have that deliverance and that path, oh Father, to stay focused on you. And I pray that you will give us all a burning desire to want to love you more, want to serve you more, want to just show love towards one another as you have loved us, because you are our friend, our maker, our redeemer, and we can trust you. And I pray, Father God, you would allow us just to hear a word from my speaker tonight, oh Father. I pray, Father, you would touch his heart in a super special way, oh Lord, so we all can keep our feet on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. Teach us your way, oh Lord, that we may walk in your truth. Give us an undivided heart, oh Father, that we may fear your name. And help us to praise you, oh Lord, our God, with all of our heart, so that we can glorify your name forever. And help me have safe travel mercies so I can get home to my family and show love towards them as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, the Reverend Kenneth Lee, who is a dean of students and is a native of Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
How many can say that you're satisfied with the Lord tonight? I'm so satisfied with my Savior. Because he means more to me than anything this world could ever offer. Is he all right tonight, church? Is he all right tonight, church? Oh, yeah. Oh. Come on, choir. Let's sing it tonight. Come on.
Your line is open and we can hear you, Reverend Lee. Reverend Lee, by chance, did you mute your phone?
Reverend Donald Robinson, I think you all can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, very good, very good. We give honor again to the Spirit of Christ, to Pastor Emeritus, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, to our interim pastor, Reverend Donald Robinson, and to you, Sister Cynthia Tinsley, our worship leader, our facilitator, and to you, all of my father's children. What a joy it is to share with you this evening. For the time that it's ours to share, I would like to call your attention to Isaiah, the 46th chapter, verses 3 and 4. And I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible. Let us consider these words. I have created you and cared for you since you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime, even when your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along, and I will be your Savior. We want to tag this talk tonight, A Word for the Weary. A Word for the Weary. Now, the Bible is not silent on the subject. In fact, the Bible deals decisively with the problem of weariness. There came a time during the Babylonian captivity when weariness plagued the people of God like a sweeping fire. Their weariness had emerged from both political and personal experiences. Their courage changed to cynicism. Their faith shifted to fatalism. Hope was on holiday. A feeling of divine desertion had gotten a foothold among the faithful. They could no longer sing the Lord's song in a strange land. And life has its own, my brothers and my sisters. Even Babylon, as mean as it was, could not put out the fire of spiritual devotion. Most of the Israelites did give up, but not all of them. For many of them, the long years of captivity produced a case of weighty weariness. And I tell you, weighted weariness can be a heavy burden to bear. And yet the reality is, when you give up before you give out, you have died before your death. There is no faith to be fired, no hope to kindle, no song to sing. No prayer to pray. God is left with nothing to work with. Many of the Babylonians gave up, but not all. There was a remnant, a faithful few, a Wednesday night prayer band who held on in spite of. They too were weary, but their weariness had wings. It was sorrow touched by sweetness. They saw the purpose in their pain. That Wednesday night prayer group, they understood that the Lord would make a way somehow, that God was putting it all together. That Wednesday night prayer group understood that all things work together for the good, for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. There was a cynical crowd during the Babylonian captivity. They were saying farewell to faith, to prayer. But there was also a crowd that was singing, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. No matter how desolate the day may become, how deep the darkness of the night may be, God always and never leaves himself without a witness. Down in Babylon, Isaiah was that witness. Although he was weary and worn himself, Isaiah was a witness. He stayed in touch with God. He stayed in touch with God. And that's what you and I have to do. In the midst of all of our weariness, we have to stay in touch with God. Isaiah, being the prophet preacher, had a word for the weariness of God's people. Parenthetically, he said, I have created and cared for you. Since you were born, I will be your God. Throughout your lifetime, even when your hair is white, even when you're old and gray, I will carry you along and be your Savior. What a word. What a word. That lets us know tonight that even wickedness will not win. Even evil men cannot do it forever. Weariness is a reality of life. Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, he experienced weariness on his journey. You can remember in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus agonized with the passing of the cup. He told his Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. You and I are going to have some Gethsemanes. And when we have our Gethsemanes, we need to tell God about it. Every once in a while, every now and then, we need to say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If I withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? Life will have it so that the reality tonight is, excuse me, that we are living in a time that mirrors Babylonian captivity. But if the truth be told tonight, much of our weariness, many of the things that we worry about are personal, they're political, they're corporate, and they're collaborative. We too must realize that even in this very hour, the truth of the matter is that the faithful are having a hard time. We are having a tough and terrible time, to be honest with you. There's so much going on in our society. We're still trying to navigate some sense of normalcy post-pandemic. The Supreme Court is trying to turn back the clock on 50 years of progress. We have a GOP presidential candidate advocating that slavery had benefited those who were enslaved. Nonsense. Nonsense. The notion of one of the worst presidents in U.S. history could return to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We have so much that is weighing us down, so much on top of all the other things that piles on our daily. If there's any link, any warning signs, and I need to say this tonight, I am so concerned about the young African-American male. And I wonder tonight, is there any link or any warning signs to help us understand why so many of our young African-Americans are experiencing cardiac arrest? And it doesn't matter to me whether it's Ronnie James or DeMar Hamlin or some young black male in the custody of law enforcement. We need to find a solution to that tonight. And I don't know how you feel about it, but for me, these exhausting and extremely hot temperatures have got many of us on lockdown. I said that we are weary tonight. Yes, we are weary tonight. In fact, it is a very terrible time for many of those who are in the house hall of faith. We're living in an age of anything goes, a peaceless world, violence everywhere. But God has a word for the weary. God has a word for the weary. Hell is running rampant in our streets. There's violence everywhere, covert violence. But God has a word for the weary. God has a word tonight. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God has a word. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon fade like the grass and wither. God has a word tonight for us. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God has a word for us tonight. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I tell you tonight, God has a word for the weary. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor in a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I believe the word of God. I trust the word of God. His word have I hid in my heart. I may be weary on the outside, but I'm calm on the inside. For there is something within me that holdeth the rain. Something I cannot explain. Yes, we are weary tonight. Our faith has become fatigued. Our prayers have become weakened. It's time to double down, my brothers and my sisters, both in prayer and in our faith. I can remember, and maybe you can too, I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Yes, things may be tough. The road may be rough, but I'll wait on the Lord all the days of my appointed time. I'll wait till my change comes. For you see, I trust in God. I know he cares for me. On the mountain peak or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. Nobody speaks to my soul like my friend Jesus. And because he's able to speak to our souls, even in the midst of our weariness, I've learned to say, be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings, love abide. God will take care of you through every day, all the way. He will, oh, hallelujah tonight, he will take care of you. I know it's just Wednesday, but don't miss your shout. God will take care of you, First Baptist, in the midst of bereavement, in the midst of social, political injustice. The God of our weary years is still in control. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you.
Thank you. right, we're going to open up the lines for 20 seconds. We're going to open up the lines for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Reverend Lee and his message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Lee.
Thank you, Reverend Lee. You said it too.
Thank you for the message.
Thank you.
Take
the time.
All right, we have a few announcements to make. Come and get your piece of history at the First Baptist Church Senior Center Bazaar, which takes place tomorrow, Thursday, July 27th, in the First Baptist Church Lower Church, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This takes place every Thursday at 712 Randolph Street, Northwest. Again, the time is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the lower church. Donations and contributions are welcomed. I also understand that there are some birthday celebrations or shout-outs to make. So let's see if I can fit them all in. We have Brother Anthony Tobias, Sister Amelia Corum, Sister Gail Williams, Sister Tony Atkinson Williams, Brother Charles Merriweather, Brother Jamal Lewis, Brother Hunter Echols, Brother Kenneth Clark, Brother George Smith, Sister Anita Bratcher Butler, Sister Deborah Reynolds, and Sister Lily Whaler. This song is for all of you.
It's your birthday.
It's the day that you were born.
It's your birthday.
It's the day your mama brought you home.
Birthday.
It's the first
your
day.
Birthday.
Let us celebrate.
We will now proceed with remarks and prayers from Reverend Donald D. Robinson.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. We thank God for you. We thank God for your enthusiastic participation on this Wednesday night prayer service. We thank God for the great privilege to come together to intercede on behalf of so many many persons around the country, persons around the world, persons in the DMV region, persons in our city, and certainly families and individuals. We just thank God for the opportunity to come together in prayer. And certainly we want to thank the Reverend Kenneth Lee for that powerful message, giving us words of hope and comfort, helping us know that God has an answer for us, even as we find ourselves in the midst of weariness. God bless you, Reverend Lee, and thank you for participating in our prayer meeting experience. We want to encourage everyone to be present on this upcoming fifth Sunday, July 31st. This Sunday, the fifth Sunday, is Missionary Emphasis Sunday, and certainly we want you to join us in person if you're able, and if you can't, we encourage you to be present with us on our various virtual platforms. But let's come and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, even as we celebrate and lift up the great work of missions. Also, we want to continue to remind our First Baptist family that we are still planning for the upcoming FBC Health Ministry Walk that we are sponsoring in conjunction with the American Diabetes Association. This walk will take place in September. We're hoping that many of our members will be able to join and be a part of the Team First Baptist Church Health Ministry. If you want to participate, you do have to register. You can participate in person and you can participate virtually, but you can only participate if you register. So we ask you to register in time that we might have your recorded information and that you might be included in the number when the saints go running and walking in. Amen. We want to also encourage you to continue to participate with us, with our members and friends, as we gather together on Monday evenings at 6:55 p.m. for our weekly intercessory prayer ministry. We thank God for this ministry, and if you would like to join us, you can do that by calling in on the following, using the following number, 1-857-232-0158, and there's a conference code, which is 183-141. And certainly our office is continuing its efforts to update our database regarding the status and whereabouts of our members. And we need this information because in order for us to stay in contact, stay in communication, we need accurate, up-to-date information. So please fill out those forms that have been sent to you by mail and on email. Some of you have picked them up from the church office. Get those back to us as soon as possible that we might have an accurate update database. And for those of you who have special information, updates, and events that are forthcoming, please get that in to the church office as soon as possible. The church office is open from Monday through Thursday to 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can make your requests and needs known to our church secretary, Sister Yvette Alexander, or actually she's our administrative assistant, and you can contact her by email on info@fbcwdc.org, or you can mail it into the church office. All of this information should be into the church office by 4 p.m. on Wednesday each week. And we just want to thank you for your willingness to support our efforts to stay updated and to continue to share with the broader community the great things God is doing in the life of First Baptist Church. We want to continue to be in prayer for those who are under the shadow of bereavement. Certainly, we want to remember the family of Sister Darlene Williams and the passing of her two aunts in recent times. We want to be in prayer for that family. Certainly, we want to be in prayer for the family of Lisa Spriggs. We want to be in prayer for the Brown and Spriggs family. Sister Lisa Spriggs had her home going on last Saturday, July 22nd. Let us pray much for those families. And also, earlier this week, you might have received information about the home-going service regarding Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry. We would just want to alert you that because of the overwhelming number of calls and inquiry that the family has received from places all over the country, we are anticipating a record number of people coming to celebrate the great things the Lord has done in the life of our friend, our leader, our member, Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry. And so even though previously we had mentioned that her wake would be on Friday, August the 4th from 6 to 9, and then her home-going service would be Saturday, August the 5th, viewing at 10 and service at 11. Because of the magnitude of people who would like to participate, the family, in cooperation with the church office, is making some adjustments, and we will be giving you some updated information as soon as possible. In fact, we anticipate giving you updated information no later than Friday, 2 days from today. So we apologize for that change, but Betty was loved by so many across the city, across the DMV, and certainly throughout this country. We want you to pray much for that family and to be present once the information comes forth regarding the wake and the home-going service. We thank you much, and we want to pray for those persons who are sick and shut in and those recovering from sickness. We especially want to remember Sister Ramona Battle, who is recovering from recent hip surgery. She's at the Carroll Manor Nursing Home facility. And certainly we want to remember Sister Joyce Gant, who just came home, and she is recuperating at home. Let us remember these and other persons who are recuperating at home. And let me just say, on behalf of the First Baptist family, and especially our pastor emeritus, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, we are grateful for your continued support and contributions toward the work and ministry of our church. Your prayers, services, and gifts have allowed us to continue to do ministry as well as provide much needed help to many. Thank you for your generosity, your faithfulness, and your continued prayers. My brothers and sisters, we thank God for being able to gather together again in this prayer meeting experience as we have interceded on behalf of others. Let us pray for each other, and to the extent that we can, let us be present in person and virtually on this Sunday, fifth Sunday, on the missionary emphasis Sunday. God bless you. Thank you. Be safe and good night. And God bless you.
We are going to open up the lines for 20 seconds to receive your prayer requests. The lines will be open for 20 seconds to receive your prayer requests. And I pray that Reverend Robinson will close us out in prayer afterwards. The lines will be open for 20 seconds to receive your prayer requests.
Pray for the poor family,
and their family.
Let us bow our heads as we pray. Lord, thank you so much for being so merciful, so kind, and so gracious. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to pray. And thank you so much, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And we ask, Lord, that you would give us a heart and mind to be patient as we wait and anticipate an answer to our prayer. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity and privilege to gather together to intercede on behalf of others. Someone said, it's not my mother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in prayer, not only for ourselves, but for families, for friends, and for people who said to us, brother, sister, when you go into your prayer room, remember me in prayer. Lord, we have remembered those in prayer, and we thank you for hearing, honoring, and blessing, and receiving our sincere prayers. In the blessed name of Jesus, who is the Christ, that one who has that matchless name that is above all names, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Be safe. Go in peace. Go in Christ.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.sbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.